Liam Jones is with us from the Bulldogs. Hello, Liam. Welcome to AFL Nation. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Did that mean a bit, that one, to respond?
It did, yeah. I think the first half, you know, we played the way we wanted to play, and our pressure was up, and I feel like we did it the right way. And we know we can do that, so it was a really good win and really positive result.
Did you come here tonight settled and confident that you would respond like that, or was we driving here with an element of, okay, the pressure's on, I wonder how this goes?
I think everyone did feel a little bit of pressure because last week wasn't the way we wanted to play, but our good results were, you know, not too far away. You know, we played okay against Geelong and just let that one slip, but I feel like we played our brand really well. And then the week before was the Gold Coast, where we got a good win. So our form wasn't too far away, so we didn't have to search it for it for too much. And like I said, I feel like we did it in the right way with a lot of pressure and a lot of hardness around the ball. And the boys that come in definitely bought into that.
Liam, do you know what your pressure rating was at halftime?
Nah, no idea. I know that that's something that we're going for, you know, every week, yeah. And it was down last week. But, yeah, I didn't hear anything about it today yet.
Geez, it was the eye test said it was in the 200s. It was absolutely magnificent. And I thought that was A grade, and your ball movement, your kicking skills was absolutely great. It must have been good to have your old back line colleague Bailey Dale kicking the ball as if he's never missed a beat.
Yeah, no, he's a beautiful kick, and with JJ and Lockie Bramble dashing off the halfback, it's pretty easy to just look up and give the ball to them and watch how they use it and watch how they run.
I noticed you nailed a number of kicks. I reckon your kicking has improved in the second part of your career.
Oh, I think so. It's something I've always worked on. I feel like it's probably been a bit of a weakness in my game, so I've just been working on it and trying not to tighten up on my kicks. And I've been lucky enough to, you know, be around a lot of good coaches and good players that I've tried to learn a bit from. So, yeah, just trying to hit the easy ones and the obvious ones, and then that's usually pretty safe.
Coming into the game, you've changed Ed Richards, who's normally stabilising the back line side by side with you. And you moved him into the middle. I assume that was just a make-up for Libba's absence.
I think so. And I think Richo's running ability and his size was needed this week, just with the way he runs, you know, defensively and offensively. And he had one game. It was a practice match where he really, really played well in the midfield. So I think that's always been in the back of the coach's mind and the player's mind, that he could do that if we needed it. And, yeah, he's a great player. I feel like he could play anywhere. So hopefully we don't lose him for too long down back.
You're an experienced player. How did you cope with the week with all the scrutiny around player harmony, coach harmony, and the whole club being under the microscope?
I felt all right. I don't really listen to too much. Obviously, you hear bits and pieces. So I think we just had to stick together, and like I said, we knew that we were very capable, and we just had to do it the right way, you know. I feel like no one really had to, you know, shoot the lights out. We just had to have a good team performance filled with a lot of pressure and the way that we want to play footy, and I feel like we did that tonight, and positive signs and a good foundation for what we can move forward in the season.
So Jack McRae was sub a couple of weeks ago. He had 30. And Bailey Dale was sub last week. He had 39. It might be good to go to the sub bench and come back.
Yeah, it might have put a few boys on edge, but they're quality players and quality characters. So the way that they've handled the whole process, and it's you know, a good position for us to be in as a team when we've got pressure coming from the bottom and you guys coming in every week. So pressure for spots and for competition, and for those guys to respond like that's excellent.
Was there anything during the week, Liam, that you would regard as significant? A training, a meeting, or anything else like that that helped set a tone?
I wouldn't say significant. I feel like the six-day break was a bit of a blessing. You know, it's hard, six-day break sometimes when you've copped a few knocks and stuff. But in terms of, you know, a week's a long time in football. And if you've only got 6 days till the next game and we're up first on Thursday night, we had one really sharp session on the Tuesday. So we didn't get too much time to think, which I think was a positive. And like I said, we just come out with a really good intent. And I feel like we did it the right way. And we remained positive with what we were capable of. And I feel like we played really well.
Liam, you did. That's terrific. Thanks a lot for your time, and good luck with what's to come next.
Thank you very much.